For many coal mining regions of Australia, there's an ongoing debate about what industry, if any, workers can move into if the demand for the resource is wound back, as expected. The Lithgow community west of Sydney is one of the places grappling with that question. And because it's on the doorstep of Blue Mountains World Heritage Area, the New South Wales government is hoping that a switch to tourism might be on the cards. Here's Gavin Coote.
Tourism and coal have been a major part of Rob Clough's life. The ex-coal miner owns the aptly named Black Gold Motel. For decades, it's been in the shadows of the recently demolished Willerawing Power Station just outside Lithgow.
Certainly the past has been all about coal and power stations. There was a few tears when it come down because the town is very proud of that history of, you know, providing tens of thousands of jobs over the years.
While coal-related jobs in the Lithgow region have slowly but significantly dwindled, tourism has been growing. Rob Clough's been in the motel business now for more than 20 years.
So it's changed from what we had as dormitory accommodation and for school groups and four-wheel drive clubs, etc. Then we had a lot of dormitory accommodation with the cabins, and then we developed and we just kept building another block every year and to today where it's quite a big motel and, you know, accommodation. It employs around the 40 staff.
There'll be hundreds more tourism-related jobs, though, if a New South Wales government-led plan gets off the ground. It's earmarked a 30,000-hectare site north of Lithgow for a $50 million ecotourism and adventure park. The site takes in what's known as the Gardens of Stone, known for its sandstone cliffs, pagodas and canyons. And local conservationists like Chris Yonkers are ecstatic about the idea.
This place is really incredible. This is one natural area very close to Sydney that easily accessed by mum, dad, the kids, pensioners, even disabled people. And they can have a wilderness experience second to none.
The money will be used for building rock climbing and canyon walking routes, along with Australia's longest zip line. The state government is predicting it'll lure an extra 200,000 annual visitors to the region and create 200 local jobs. It'd be a significant move away from the region's reliance on coal for jobs, something that locals like Chris Yonkers have been calling for. But there are also reservations about developing a major new tourism hub.
It scares us a little bit that we've worked so hard for something and yet it doesn't appear to be about conservation at all. It's about increased visitor numbers and very high impact recreational activities. That's why it needs to be conserved.
Motel owner and ex-coal miner Rob Clough is also upbeat about the future of tourism in the Lithgow area and reckons the new ecotourism park will play a big part in that.
When this happens, it will bring a lot of repeat business to the district. We're looking forward to that and I hope it goes well for them. The government obviously is backing it.
And the big question is, do you think there will be the kind of jobs that people can move into, you know, with people in heavy industry at the moment? Do you think tourism can fill that void in a way?
Not totally, no. I think it's a tangent. We need a variety of industry and we need the industrial-commercial balance.
As with many other coal mining regions, Lithgow's economic future may be about to be transformed.